Hi, my name's Alison Swartz, and I am a lecturer in the Division of Social and Behavioural Sciences in the School of Public Health and Family Medicine at UCT.
I'm Susan Levine. I'm an associate professor of anthropology at the University of Cape Town.
So this all began when I was an honours student in social anthropology, exactly 10 years ago. Susan was working together with Professor Andrea Rother on a project investigating illegal street pesticides, but wanting to connect the high numbers of children presenting at Red Cross Children's Hospital with pesticide poisoning to exposure to these illegal street pesticides. I spent time with 9 caregivers of children with pesticide poisoning and these children to really try and understand what had happened and also make the connection between their kind of clinical diagnoses and these particular street pesticides, which weren't necessarily being captured in their medical folders. And since the original kind of research was conducted, Andrea, Susan, and I have spent a lot of time thinking about different forms that it could take in terms of publication. But it was only much more recently when Susan introduced us to the fourth author of this piece, Fritha Langemann, that it's really come to be the shape that it is.
So as Alison has said, the paper focuses on illegal street pesticides, which are in fact, repurposed by mostly women, mothers, caregivers, to kill rodents and other rats and fleas and cockroaches and animals that can cause all kinds of harms to children, including salmonella, plague, and about 150 other infectious disease. So it is a real critical situation to try and find some sort of control around the rodent population while at the same time recognizing the political and economic context of poverty that underpin the proliferation of rubbish and waste and poor management of the areas in which rats proliferate. And so when I invited Fritha Langemann, who had put together a really beautiful overview of the history of rats and infectious illness in South Africa at a National History Museum, titled Rats, and she added a very interesting dimension, which was what would it mean to think about this from the rat's perspective, working outside the silos of our respected disciplines of science, of public health, of anthropology and fine art. We could create something new, which I believe to be the bedrock of medical humanities.
And ultimately, the piece reflects on what we have been able to learn with comfort and discomfort from these different disciplinary perspectives, the perspectives of public health, of social anthropology, and of fine art. We hope that you enjoy reading this article and that if you would like to, you come and connect with us.